Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Parrish of American Farm Bureau, talking WOTUS in just a moment.
Hey Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't left for a week.
Ernie?
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the price is the best I've seen in months.
Does he have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com?
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
Lots of focus this week on WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. Clean Water Rule of the Environmental Protection Agency, currently is in limbo because of the Cincinnati 6th District Court putting a stay nationwide on the implementation of the rule. Of course, lots of attention this week on WOTUS with the House voting to join the Senate in a resolution of disapproval of WOTUS. Lots of talk about WOTUS, of course, at American Farm Bureau's convention as well. And we caught up with staffer Don Parrish of the American Farm Bureau, who really is their expert when it comes to WOTUS and the Clean Water Rule.
You know, this proposal that EPA finalized, and it's final now unless the court stop it, if you look at three columns, very small type in the Federal Register, it's over 80 pages. And unfortunately, there are things buried in there that are going to be enforced not only on farmers today, but on their kids and their grandkids into the future. It is just riddled with things that is going to catch farmers in the way that we farm land for generations to come. EPA is characterized as a generational rule. We believe that. And unfortunately, it's designed in a way just to get tighter and tighter as they implement more and more of this rule as time goes on.
Right now, the 6th District Court in Cincinnati has a stay in place against WOTUS. It's nationwide in scope. Don Parrish says that may or may not stay in place for the remainder of the Obama presidency.
What we expect is that if the Cincinnati Court, if the Court of Appeals decides that they can hear this case, then the stay will likely stay in place. If the court decides the appropriate place to hear this case is the district court level, in all likelihood that circuit court stay will be lifted. And then it's chaos. It is chaos as to, you know, right now we've got a North Dakota court with a stay in place for 13 states. We'll see that happen. We'll see that develop, you know, kind of on a hopscotch, hodgepodge basis around the country. We hope Congress would intervene at that time and the president would sign something. But it's anybody's guess. This rule is a very political hot button.
And there's a lot of groups that say they support EPA and their rewriting of the Clean Water Rule. However, Don Parrish says he doesn't think most of those folks have taken the time to actually read the rule.
So, you know, if people took the time to read the regulation, I think they would have really questioned the federal government expanding their authority, their authority over individuals and property rights beyond what anything we've seen before, and probably beyond, not just probably, beyond what we think Congress authorized. It is breathtaking in that area.
Farm Bureau's Don Parrish. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.